What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. I am actually podcasting today from the brand new Napoleon Hill Room, which I'll talk about here in a minute, to announce the death and the rebirth of the Marketing Secrets podcast.
You're listening to Marketing Secrets with your host, Russell Brunson.
All right, that may have sounded kind of dramatic, and it is, but actually in a really, really good and exciting way. Some of you guys know when I first started this podcast, man, I don't even know how long ago it's been. It was pre-ClickFunnels, so it would have been almost a decade ago, which is crazy. And what's even crazier is even probably 7 or 8 years before that, I remember podcasting became the cool thing. I was sitting at Armin Warren's big seminar in Atlanta, and they had some speakers come up and talking about this weird thing called podcasting. And everyone in the audience was so excited, and I was like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. I will never podcast. I'm never going to say the word podcast. It's embarrassing. My buddy, I remember Josh Anderson was my friend who was there at the time with me, and he was like, no, like, this is the future. And I was like, well, if I'm ever going to do a podcast, I'm going to call it Marketing in Your Car. So remember, I bought marketinginyourcar.com, and then the guy who was speaking about podcasting, I remember hiring him to do a jingle for me. And so I created this jingle, and it was the Marketing in Your Car jingle. In fact, we should in post-production play that. So whoever's editing this, play that jingle so you can hear it. This is the very first jingle for my podcast. So here we go.
When you're stuck in your car on your daily commute and you get an idea, you just gotta pursue something for your business that might take you far. Now that's marketing in your car. In your car, it's a proven technique. In your car, every week. In your car, make a perfect plan. Let's get you equipped, give you the tips to market in the fast lane. Take that trip.
You're listening to Marketing in Your Car with Russell Brunson, the best podcast to help you easily launch and grow your own online business. So grab the wheel, get in gear, and market in your car.
In your car, it's a proven technique. In your car, every week. In your car, make the perfect plan. Let's get you equipped, give you the tips to market in the fast lane. Take that trip. In your car. Marketing in your car, yeah, in your car.
Okay, so that was the first jingle. It's pretty bad. But I had that jingle for like 6 years before I ever actually did a podcast episode. At the time, man, my business was on top of the world. We had like 60 employees. We had sales teams and marketing. I thought I was the greatest thing in the world. And then everything crashed and collapsed. I remember we moved from a 20,000 square foot building to a 2,000 square foot building. I went from 60 employees down to like six. And it was one of those times where it was like emotional and painful and just it was tough. And I remember the new office we got was about a 5 or 6 minute drive from my house. And as I was one of the first two or three times I was driving there, I had this impression that like, hey, you should start your podcast now. You know, you have Marketing Your Car, you have the jingle, you should do this podcast. And I remember I was like, this is the worst possible time that I could do a podcast. Like, I just lost my entire company, I'm in debt, everything's horrible. But for some reason I felt this pull, like, you should start doing this podcast. And so we figured it out. We set it up and we launched the very first episode of the Marketing in Your Car podcast. And it was literally me driving from my house to the office. And sometimes I would drive back and I was doing it 3 or 4 or 5 times a week. Just kind of, it gets funny. Like Gary Vee talked about documenting your journey, but that's literally what I was doing, was documenting the journey of us rebuilding ClickFunnels. Rebuilding our company. And it's funny because if you go back and listen to those old episodes, and I recommend go binge listening. In fact, if you go to marketingsecrets.com and go to the content hub, there's a section there that says Marketing Your Car. You click on that. You can actually go subscribe to the old feed that has all the old Marketing Your Car episodes. But they were great. And it was like, it was me so much in like the creation zone of me learning marketing again, right? And I was learning how to do things. And like, I remember there's an episode where I was like, you'd have to be a moron to want to make more than $10 million a year in a business. Like, I would never try to do that again. You know, it's funny things like I was sworn to back then that that now are funny. There were things I was discovering. We're discovering different ways to write hooks. They're discovering different marketing funnels and campaigns. And like, man, it was like the most amazing, for me, like the most amazing time of discovery of my life. And for the, we did, I think, 400 or 500 episodes of the Marketing Your Car podcast. And then about that time is when I think .com Secrets book had come out, ClickFunnels had come out, maybe even Expert Secrets. And about that time, John Reese, who I bought pretty much everything that he's owned in the past. But I remember he messaged me and said he wanted to sell Traffic Secrets, which is like, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, I have .com Secrets book, Expert Secrets book, like Traffic Secrets book would be the third book in the trilogy. And I was so excited. And then he was like, you can buy all my domains if you want. So I bought Traffic Secrets and also bought Marketing Secrets. And I remember I was like, Marketing Secrets is like, for me, is this umbrella brand of like all of the content stuff we're doing. And so we bought MarketingSecrets.com. And I was like, it makes logical sense to rebrand the podcast from the Marketing Your Car podcast to the Marketing Secrets podcast. And so we did that and, you know, changed the intro. It became way cooler, as you know. And then I've done, I don't even know if we even know, like 300, 400, 500 episodes of the Marketing Secrets podcast. And it's been fun and it's been fulfilling. And it was really kind of probably the next season of my life where it was like, hey, we have this ClickFunnels company, at, you know, I don't know, $2 or $3 million a year. And we, you know, I podcasted the journey up to $100, $150 million a year beyond. And it's been fun. But if I'm completely honest, over the last little bit, it's become more of a chore. And I think the reason why I was like, I don't know what to share on these podcasts. Like when I was discovering new things, it was all like, that was what was exciting. But then like we get more to the optimization, you know, of businesses and ideas and building teams and stuff like that. It wasn't ever like, it was harder for me to find like the thing I was excited about and I wanted to share that I wanted to give you guys. And in fact, I remember in Fiji, I wonder if we had the clip of this. It'd be kind of cool if we did have it. But I was, and if we do, insert this clip here, team. It was when I was doing my intervention with Tony Robbins. I remember JLD raised his hand and he's like, do I listen to every one of your podcast episodes? But he's like, I feel like a lot of times they're rushed. Like, he's like, I wish you would slow down and just like share more. Cause like, I love them, but like, I always feel like you're just kind of hurrying to get them out.
As a consumer of your content, like I listen to every podcast that you release and I can hear you like just trying your best to squeeze in that time, like on your drives to work or wherever it can be. And it's always gold. And like, I always do kind of leave those episodes thinking like, what if Russell just had more time to create, to write, to do what frankly you do best. And so I think that chairman is a really interesting role for somebody like you.
If I'm honest, that's what it's been. It's been, you know, my brother messaging me like, hey, we have podcast episodes. I need two this week. And like, oh, like, what am I going to talk about? And I always try to bring really good stuff, but it hadn't been as thought through and planned out as possible. And I just don't know what to go with it. And so we kept doing them. And I think, and hopefully you've gotten value from them. But about a week ago, I was just like, what's the future? It's like, what, should we keep doing it? Should we not keep doing it? And if we do keep doing it, like, what would get me really pumped and really excited? And that's what brings us to where we are today. In fact, recently, as you probably heard me talk about, I've been acquiring old rare books from all of my favorite genres, like a whole bunch of old Mormon books and personal development and business and like all those kind of things. And I've probably conservatively in the last year, we could count the books in here, probably 4,000 or 5,000 books I bought. So yeah, I have a little bit of addiction called bibliomania. It's, you know, it's a thing. But from that, you know, we're building this big library, but we needed a place in the interim. So we kind of rented this office to store all the books. And one of the rooms, we called the Napoleon Hill room, had all the Napoleon Hill books. And it was here, and it was like, but it just didn't look that good. But I filmed a couple of podcasts from here, and it's like, man, we should make this room look really, really cool. And so we painted it. We got some curtains. We got a bookshelf. And then we put just the best books in here from Napoleon Hill, but also some of my other favorite authors and mentors. And this room became like, I don't know, it became special. Like you come in here and the energy's just different. I don't know. There's something really cool about it. And so for me, I started coming here. I started writing in here. I started spending more time and just a lot of my creative and energy was happening in here. And it's just, it was really special. And then we thought, man, like we should do something. I know we kept trying to figure out how do we build YouTube videos and all these different things. And anyway, over the last week or so, I had an idea of like, I know what would get me excited about doing the podcast again. Number one, it'd be fun to do it in here, in this room where it's just like, you have there's like this something special, something magic in here. You know, being in this room with some of the greatest minds of all time, like obviously they've passed on, but their work is here and their legacy. A lot of these things are like first edition signed by the authors, which is just such a cool, I don't know, something cool about it. And that's something like, what would get me really, like, what would I be excited to share? And as I started thinking, there's a lot of things. you know, I did a podcast episode a little while ago talking about how we're buying different businesses, which has been, you know, it's fun. And you guys all geeked out like, oh, I got a lot of feedback from that episode, but I didn't tell you what businesses I bought or why I bought them, what the plan is, what's the strategy, what's working, what's not working, the ups and the downs, like all the journey of those, which is so exciting, right? I was thinking about, and I have a list here of just some of the ideas of things I wanted to do. So there's all those businesses. Like I'll just name off a couple that are interesting. So one of the first big businesses I bought, not big, but one of the first businesses I bought was, it's called Zuma Juice. It's a green drink company. And I did it because like, I thought I was bored, but I wanted a challenge. I wanted something fun. I wanted to be creative again. I wanted to be in the business, right? Like the first decade of my life, I was in the business. I was launching tons of companies and stuff. And then when we launched ClickFunnels, I wrote the books, kind of retired from that. And I coached other people's businesses, but I wasn't in it anymore. I wasn't doing it. And I missed it. So I bought Zuma Juice as a project to go and to get my hands dirty. I want to build a business and just make sure that I'm sharp, that I know what's happening. So we bought that. I bought a bone broth company called Aubon Bone Broth. I partnered with a friend on a supplement line called Blackout and Phoenix, which is an energy thing and something that puts you to sleep. One of my original co-founders at ClickFunnels, Dylan Jones, created a new software company called OnePager, and we partnered on that. We just recently bought John Reese's company, Giru.com. I also, I don't know if we publicly announced this yet, but here maybe is the public announcement. I just bought Lady Boss from Brandon and Kaylin Poland. I bought Magnetic Marketing from Dan Kennedy. I bought, like, we're buying these companies. We acquired Doodly, Voomly, Toonly from Brad Callen. I bought Startup Drugs, was a t-shirt company. I'm launching a company called Understand.me. I'm launching a new brand called Secrets to Success. I'm writing a book called Secrets to Success. I'm republishing a bunch of these books that are in the public domain. And like, there's all these things that I'm so excited to share and to talk about, but I've never had a place to talk about it. Like, I would share a principle I've learned along the way, but how many is like an episode where I just go for 30 or 40 minutes telling you guys what, like, why I bought Aubon and why I bought Voomly and the strategy and the things and what's working, what's not working, like what we're testing, like, oh crap, this didn't actually work. Like, it's almost like going back to the original Marketing Secrets today, but instead of just sharing you guys the journey of this one rebuild in business, which was Click, you know, eventually became ClickFunnels, I'm sharing all these other ones. That sounds like so much fun. And so that's part of what the new updates is going to be. You'll notice when the new episodes come out, it'll be Zuma Juice part one, part five, part 12. And over time, you'll have a chance to like keep updating these things and Aubon Bone Broth and Startup Drugs and different things. You can hear the journey behind these companies, which I think will be, it'll be fun and fascinating and a lot of fun for me. It'll be things like I can, you know, I think I can go more long form. Instead of spending 8 to 10 minutes on a podcast, I'll spend 30 minutes going through it, maybe an hour. I don't know. Who knows how long these things will go. We'll find out today. I'm going to record a couple today. That got me really excited. Internally in the company, we call these virtual real estate. These are little real estate properties that we're creating. We're building a team. We're putting them out there, and hopefully they'll make money for us. And some are, some aren't. And I want to share these ideas with you. I want to share the stuff I'm learning because I'm learning so many good things. There's a magic in being in the business and getting your hands dirty again that makes, for me, makes me a better coach, makes me a better trainer, makes me a better teacher, makes us so we can build better software because I'm playing the game. I'm not just someone who, I mean, so many of the marketing gurus did a thing once and then they spent the last decade or two decades talking about it. Like, I love this game, probably more so than anyone I've ever met. Like, I want to be in the game again. So there's that. Also, I used to do decade and day calls with my inner circle members where I would do consulting calls. And it was just for them to hear. And for a long time, it was one-on-one. And then I started opening up where I let other inner circle members in to listen in on it. And I was like, man, what if I started doing these consulting calls, but like let you guys listen in? Would they become podcast episodes? So I kind of want to launch a sub-channel on the podcast. Not a sub-channel, but just a sub-show on the podcast called Decade and Day where I'm sharing these consults. Fun Hockey Live, we had so many amazing presentations. Like, I want to bring some of those back for you guys. I've never really done an interview show. There's people I want to interview. Like, we just signed a deal with Damon John. We're doing a really cool project with him. Like, I want to do an interview with him. We're doing a project with Nicole Arbor. Like, I would love to do an interview with her. You know, like, just other cool people that we're working with. I've never had a spot to do interviews to, like, get the marketing secrets in their brains. All these cool books that I'm reading or republishing, like, I'm doing this cool stuff. I want to bring these to you guys. There's a lot of stuff I'm doing in the biohacking world, a lot of stuff I'm doing with personal development. Like, there's just more stuff that I want to talk about. And so the thought was like, well, do I cancel the show? Do I do a new show? Do we do something different? And I think I still want to keep it under the umbrella of Marketing Secrets because that's the lens I want to share these ideas with you. I don't want to share like, just like here's a personal development, you know, thing I learned. I want to do it through the lens of like, how can you use this in your business, either for yourself to become a better entrepreneur or how to use it as a tool to help the people that you're serving as well. And so that's kind of the game plan for the future of this podcast. It's going to be fun, I think. We probably won't launch, you know, two or three episodes a week like we've done in the past. It might be one longer form episode a week. And then maybe some of the short forms. I still want to do some of these, you know, the similar marketing in your car, marketing secret style, where I get an idea and I'm in my car and I have an idea I want to share with you. But I want to do it when I'm actually inspired to share the idea, not just like, hey, we need three episodes this week, Russell. What do you got? You know, we do more Q&A calls. I think our team's going to reach out to a lot of you guys for answering questions. In fact, we're setting up a thing on marketingsecrets.com. If you go to marketingsecrets.com, you'll be able to scroll there and you can leave them a question. And we'll pull those questions in and we can do Q&A shows where we have a chance to answer your specific question. So there's a lot of fun ideas and things. But as we started talking about this, I got re-inspired of like what this show could become and how I could serve and how I could really lean into you guys and give you guys what you want, as well as helping me stay sharp and like helping me to analyze what we're doing at a different level, right? A lot of times these things are happening in my head, but when I can talk them out loud, it helps me think through it a lot of times as well. And hopefully my team will listen to these more. So like the team working on Zuma Juice, they should be listening to Zuma Juice episodes to know where my mind's at so they can run with it as well. A lot of times I have a vision and I'm not always the best at articulating it to my team. So hopefully this become a good tool for them as well. So anyway, that's kind of the vision, the plan of the future of the Marketing Secrets Show. I hope you guys are on board with that. I hope you get excited. If you do, please let me know. Hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, wherever you're listening to these things. You can do it on your phone. You can take a screenshot of like the actual, if you're listening on your phone, like take a screenshot of this and go to Facebook or Instagram or whatever and tag me in it. I see those all the time. And just let me know, like, yes, Russell's a good idea. Or hopefully by the time this episode goes live, you'll be able to go to marketingsecrets.com and like leave a question. If not, it'll be there in a week or two. But let me know your thoughts and your ideas and what you think about it. On top of that, like if you enjoy the show, again, please go to iTunes or Spotify where you're at and like rate and review and leave the feedback. That way I can see those things as well. And it'll be fun. I guess you can say that my podcast is growing up. But I don't want to lose any of the energy, the excitement from it. But I do want to have the ability where I can spend more time and really think through things and give you guys stuff that's going to be super beneficial. I want to take this podcast from good to great. I've been talking to some of my friends, talking to my wife about this a lot recently, like just the concept that good is the enemy to great, right? Like why do people not have great businesses? Because they have good businesses. Why do people not have great marriages? They have good marriages. Why do people not have great podcasts? They have a good podcast. And I want to turn this podcast from good to great. I want to make everything in my life that I'm touching, and I want to transition from good to great because, as long as we're here, might as well do the best thing, might as well do the greatest thing we can, right? I had a conversation at the Unlock the Secrets kid event with all the kids, and I talked about attitude. I was like, look, you have to go through this experience anyway, right? You have to go through school. You have to go through work. You have to go through these things, and you can, like, you have to go through the experience. The only thing you can really affect is your attitude, right? And so it's like the same thing. If I'm in a podcast, I might as well make it great. Like, I'm doing it anyway. Might as well step back and make it great. So that's the goal. I'm going to try to make this great. The only thing I ask is if I do make this great for you and you enjoy it, first off, please listen. Number two, please share. Like when you hear an episode that speaks to you, send it to your friends, your business partners, your staff, your employees, like whoever. Share these things with other people. It'll get me more motivated. Obviously, download count. It's something that motivates me, right? I'm a competitor. I want to win. And if I come back and less of you are listening than before, maybe we'll shift it. But if more of you guys are listening, more of you guys are sharing, and if I see more people talking about these episodes, it'll get me more pumped and more excited. So that's the game plan. On top of that, we're also using this as a platform where the podcast is going to be the top level of all of my content strategies. For you guys to understand this, like I talk about this in the Traffic Secrets book about the chapter about conversation domination, where it's like, instead of doing what a lot of people do, where like they say, make a video and repurpose it on 50 different platforms. It's not that way. It's creating a show that then you can pull pieces out for different platforms, right? And so that's kind of the game plan here as well, is this Marketing Secrets show, podcast, you want to call it. I'll be recording it for the podcast, and that's going to be the top. Like you guys on the podcast, my number one goal is to serve you guys. And then from that, we're going to take things and we'll pull pieces out to use for YouTube and use for Instagram and use for TikTok and things like that. When an episode's done, my team's sitting here in the room with me and they're going to be listening to like, oh, this is something that you could, you know, you said something really cool there. We can turn that into a 30-second reel and we can make it a reel that'll be on Instagram or Facebook or things like that. And so it's like, but the top level content is going to be here serving you guys here on the podcast. And then from there, we will pull things out for the other platforms and things like that. So but that's the game plan, you guys. And I'm excited for it. I hope you're excited. I hope you'll learn a lot along the journey. So that's the game plan. So this is the death of the old Marketing Secrets podcast and the rebirth of something amazing. Internally, I've been calling it season two, which is kind of funny because for season one had whatever, 300, 500 episodes, whatever it was. Season two, we're starting over. This season may be the only second season if we like enjoy it, but this is the game plan for the process moving forward. So keep in the loop. Let me know if you enjoy the episodes, which ones you like, which ones you don't like. And it's going to be fun. So I'm pumped to have you guys here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a faithful subscriber. If you're listening to this right now, it means you've been with me for the long term. You were here probably for the entire Marketing in Your Car episodes. And if not, go back and binge listen to those. They're fascinating. People send me clips all the time like, do you remember you said this? I'm like, no, that's so cool though. A lot of these principles that we share in the different books, like they were first strategized on these podcasts. Like I share an idea and I get feedback and I talk to my team about it and then I do a YouTube video and I talk about an event 4 or 5 times and then eventually became something tangible. We turned it into a framework. It became a book. It became a process. It became a system. But most of these ideas were initially created with you while I was driving my way to work, listening, talking on my phone, which by the way, I don't know if you guys knew this or not. It's actually legal to do that. I got a ticket the other day because I was talking on my phone. Maybe that's the reason why they did the new rebrand. Yeah, apparently a cop told me you're not allowed to have a phone in your hand while you're driving, which I never knew. That's like I could have almost 1,000 – between the two shows, that's 1,000 tickets I could have gotten. So I am repenting of my apparent sins I didn't know about as well, and we're doing this way. So anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for being part of the show. Excited for the future. Excited to share some really cool things with you guys. I hope that it serves you. Hope it changes your business, and hopefully it changes your life. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you guys on season number 2.